more time with these youngsters than any of us, and so we're going to let Cooper kind of give them a challenge and speak to them a little bit. But I, as a pastor and as your friend and leader, I just wanted to share some thoughts as you step out of here and step into the real world and go on to be what you're going to be, which is going to be good. I know. However, it's a whole different deal than you probably have ever experienced in your life. When you get out into the world at your age, the temptations, the world just throws at you is just unreal. It's more than you're probably expected. I'm not saying you're not prepared for it. And we have a tendency, especially in all churches, but really across the world, there's a tendency to start losing our young Christian people in college. When I say losing them from the church. There's a worldly mindset in many of our universities, and I'm not being critical of education, okay? Education's important. But there is a mindset, ideology that is sown amongst all of against many of our universities that actually pull you away from your foundation. And your foundation is in the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been raised in church. You've grown and you know the Lord. And there's a lot of things you say that can never happen to me. But I've seen it happen time and time again, young people. And I just want you to be guarded. I want you to stay hooked with a church. If you go off to college, the first, after you move into your dorm, second step is find a church. And that's so very important. Because if you don't follow through with that immediately, you're probably going to have a chapter of your life that you get completely out of church. And that's not good. If you're here local, of course, this is your church home. We want you here all the time, and we'll minister to you and try to help you along. Let me just tell you this one last thought, and I'll turn it over to Cooper. The five of you are Christians. You put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You became a child of God. He's your father. I'll tell you this. He will not let you go. He won't let you go. You might try to go. You might try to, as the term everybody knows I use, you might try to go do this, that, and the other and get off in the weeds, so to speak. Get out of line with your life. God loves you enough that he won't let you go. He'll get a hold of you. He might have to get a hold of you with a firm hand. And if you don't listen, that hand can get firmer. And you can even ask my children, two of them, at a stage in life where God just flat had to get firm with them and put them low in order to cause them to look back up and see him. And that's the love of God. That's what he does to all of us, is because he, just like we would not, as our children, we will not just let them go off and do anything they want. We protect them. We don't let them play in the street. We don't let them run with the wrong crowd when we're raising our children. We're God's children, and he's the same way. In fact, but his love is infinitely greater than ours is for our kids. So God won't let you go. So don't try to go. Don't try to get away. But when you do try to get away, if it happens ever, just keep in mind, you still belong to him, and he's gonna work in your life to bring you back to him, okay? So at this time, I'm gonna let Cooper come. He's gonna share a few things with us, and then after that, we're gonna be dismissing, going to the fellowship hall, having some cake and ice cream, and some photos and some things of that nature, okay?
It's kind of hard to follow up after a pastor. I pretty much stole everything I was just about to say. No, but he really did. I'm not a good speaker to begin with. If you've ever been in my class, you already understand that. But I had the whole story of Israel Herrera laid out, how I was going to use it and lead right into my lesson, and it just got blown up. No, I'm just kidding. David probably understands that, because I know there's been times where Dad's brought a message in the morning, and David is like, that's almost right in line what I was going to talk about. But nonetheless, the lesson can still be brought, and something can still be drawn out of it, I hope, anyways. Like he said, Israel Herrera is the only one that is not here with us tonight. He started his first job. Hope all of y'all are going to get some jobs here before too long, because it'll be a necessity, I can promise you that. But Bergen told me this morning, she said, Israel's not going to be coming tonight. And the first thing that came to my head is, like, I'm about to knock this knucklehead out. What is he thinking? And then she goes, no, no, his mom texted me, and he got his first job. And, you know, as much as I want him to be here tonight, I'm proud of him for actively seeking out his first job, first day on the job, and counting it important to be there and be there on time and not skip out or call in and say, well, I already had plans or whatever it may be. It's the importance of having personal responsibility. And that's what I want to talk to you all about tonight. And it's really something that affects each and every single one of us. And the title of my lesson is It's Up to You, because at the end of the day, a lot of what goes on in life is up to you. There's some things that you're not going to be able to control, but for the most part, it's up to you. And one of my favorite scriptures, and if you have this, write it down, and a lot of you have probably heard this multiple times, but 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. I could get on a rant tonight, but I'm not going to, because this is supposed to be uplifting. Y'all are supposed to be happy because y'all are graduating, and y'all have already had enough negativity over the last couple of months. But with all the stuff we see going on right now in the world, and I know y'all see it, y'all have social media and stuff, so even if you're not watching the news, you're going to get a healthy dose of this every single day. And everybody's trying to find out what's the cause, what's causing our nation to be this way or the world to be this way, apart from all the coronavirus. So everybody's looking for the answer. And there's a lot of answers to that. The first and foremost is a lack of God in our nation and in our world. That's where it boils down to. But one thing that I think is important and is often overlooked is the idea of personal responsibility. And I'm telling this to kids that have been faithful their whole lives. I know y'all understand responsibility. Y'all are faithful to come to church. Most of y'all on y'all's own accord without somebody dragging you there. It's something that y'all already have instilled in your life. But it's easy, especially at this step and in this moment in your life, to fall out of that maybe, or allow it to slip in your life. And I just want to tell you a little secret here. 90% of the direction in which your life goes is based upon the choices that you make, your work ethic, and just the standards that you set for yourself in your life. If you don't do those things, I promise you, it's not going to fall in line. It just doesn't happen on its own. All those things and so many more things fall under that envelope of just taking responsibility, being responsible. God designed us to be responsible. He gave us things to be responsible over for a reason. He gave me and Bergen kids, not because I know what the heck I'm doing, or even Bergen knows what the heck she's doing, but it teaches us to be responsible. It's these things that he lays out for us in our lives so that we can grow. And that's what we're supposed to do through those responsibilities and grow. I lost my place, and then I get off on something. Like I said, you know, responsibility is key. And if you want to see what the results or the consequences of not taking personal responsibility, get on TV. I have not been watching TV for like literally 2 months because I don't want to have any of that junk in my mind. But if you watch TV for 15 minutes this evening, you will see everything that's happening. And the majority of the things that are happening are due to people not taking personal responsibility for their lives. They're passing that on and really blaming it on larger issues. And all those larger issues are real. They're not fake. They're not a farce. They're real issues, but they're also all consequences of a nation that turns their back on God and a nation that's not taking responsibility for their own lives. And like I said, nearly everything that you do falls under the category of taking personal responsibility. When you mess up, and I promise you will, you've all messed up to this point, but you'll mess up more, I promise you. It's going to happen. But when you do mess up, it's having the strength to step forward and say, hey, I messed up in this situation. You're going to mess up at work. You're going to mess up at school. Like my dad was saying, you may stumble in your walk with God, but it's that ability to come forward and say, hey, I've messed up. I need to change. I need to turn around from that. When you have a bill to pay, you're going to have a lot more bills in your life than what you have right now. And they're only going to get more and more. But it's understanding the concept when you start making money that, hey, I have to pay my bills first before I go buy the newest toy or whatever that may be. That's not easy. When I first started making money, I thought, like, I was still living at home. I was 18 years old. I thought, man, I'm the richest man in the world. I can just go buy guns and whatever I want to buy. And then you get a house and you get a car and you're like, oh crud, that all goes out the window real fast. So being able to pay, taking responsibility, paying for things. And there's so many more, but you're going to get in group atmospheres, especially if you're in college. And when you're in those groups, whatever the situation may be, not allowing the group to control what you believe or what you think or what you're doing, and not blaming your choices in life on the group. And it's just taking responsibility. And first and foremost is putting responsibility and taking responsibility on your relationship with God. There's a reason why it's called a personal relationship. It's because it's between you and Him. It's not up to the church. It's not up to the youth group or the college class for you to make that connection and to have that relationship with God. That's your responsibility. You're supposed to be actively seeking that on your own and making that a priority in your life. And the exciting thing is that I already see these characteristics in each and every single one of these graduates. I'm not teaching you something new or something that you're not already probably practicing in your own life, but I want to encourage you to keep it up. Like I said, this is a great transition here in your life, and you can take it one of two ways. And I want to see you take it in the correct way and not in the wrong way, because it's easy to get into the real world and see everyone around you passing the responsibilities on to other people. I see it every single day in work. I work in construction, and everybody's blaming the person who was there before them. It's never the person that took care of it. They're blaming somebody else. And the people, the reason they do that is because it's easy. And so it's easy for us to fall into the same thought process. But I encourage you to guard yourself against that and allow God to take the lead in your life and take responsibility for your life as a whole. You're in control, and you have that ability and that freedom to do that. And God is willing and able to do great things in each and every single one of y'all's lives. He has great plans for you. But we have to be you have to be willing, not me, it's up to you. You have to be willing to make those hard choices and those difficult choices sometimes. And when you do that, it allows God to come in and do what He needs to do. And you basically open up that gate for Him to be able to bless you and do great things in your life. But at the end of the day, it boils down to you and what your choices are going to be. So whatever you do, I don't care if you're flipping a burger or if you come the next great CEO of Lubbock, take responsibility of your life. And on top of that, put God before any of that. And it'll all fall in line after that. So that's all I got.
Chip off the old block, isn't he? I tell you. He did good. He and Bergen and both have done a fantastic job of leading our high school kids, and they've had a lot of influence on these youngsters that are graduating, and many more that are behind them. And by the way, Matt and Lauren have always done a really good job as well with our junior high and their interaction with the high school. So congratulations, graduates. We appreciate each and every one of you. We love you, and we welcome again. We thank your families for being here with us, and it's a special night for you. It may not be as big as it could have been had not we hit this snag the last few months, but it's still, we want you to know that you're important to us. We love you so very dearly, and we're here for you. The first number you need to write down is mine and Cooper's, because you're going to get in jail, okay? And you're going to need some but whatever you get into, you call Cooper or myself or David or any church member, and we're there for you. I mean that. We'll come running, okay? All right, let me lead us in a word of prayer. I'll ask you to stand, if you will. We will immediately dismiss, if you will, to the summer hall, and they have some cake and ice cream back there, and we will take some photos with the youngsters before we cut the cake, and then we'll get right to the eating, okay? Let me pray. Father, thank you. for each and every one of these graduates, Lord. We thank you for Kevin.